The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword Dentally Speaking, or find them at dentallyspeaking.com. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, brought to you by Luby Hearing Services. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today. Today, it's an interesting show because I am broadcasting live from Santa Anita, California, and I'm on a trip to my Crown & Bridge Dental Lab called Prudental Lab. And they're the only lab that I trust to do my crowns and my bridges and my porcelain veneers. And the reason I'm out here is to, I've had several meetings with them regarding the smile makeover that I'm working on for Ted, the Golden Voice Williams. Now, also, while I know that Ted's been under the radar and that there have been a couple less than flattering articles in the Dispatch, but I've been with him for a couple days now at an undisclosed location, and I can tell you that, probably Tuesday, there'll be an announcement that tells everyone when Ted's going to resurface, and he will be resurfacing on Wednesday. So kind of stay tuned for that, and maybe reserve judgment until you see Ted, because he's doing fine, and it's going to be good. And I'm taking his smile makeover very seriously because he talks for a living. So I can't do anything that will make him lisp. I can't do anything that will make him not able to speak. So, Super Bowl Sunday. I wonder what team you're rooting for. I'm rooting for the team in yellow. Of course, they both have yellow, which means I don't know who to root for because there are so many ex-Buckeyes on both teams, which is pretty much how I decide who I'm going to root for, unless it's the Browns. And, of course, the Browns are kind of hard to root for these days because they don't really win very often. But I still have a soft spot in my heart for the Browns. But speaking of the Buckeyes, our Buckeye basketball team plays at 2 p.m. today. Unfortunately, I will be on a plane, so I have it set up to record so that I can listen to it when I get home. Now, today what we're going to do is a Teeth Across America series of interviews, and go figure, since I'm across America right now. The first set of interviews that we're going to listen to is some folks at a bed and breakfast that I interviewed while I was traveling in Indiana, and I think, you know, it's pretty neat experience, actually. I'd never stayed at a bed and breakfast before, and so I got out my recorder and I asked the people if they would be willing to talk. So let's go ahead and listen in to that interview.
Continuing my Teeth Across America series, I've traveled to Napanee, Indiana, and I'm at this really neat bed and breakfast called Homespun Bed and Breakfast.
Country Inn.
Homespun Country Inn. And I'm speaking with Diane, and Diane is the innkeeper?
I am.
Okay, and how long have you been doing this?
We're in our 17th year.
Wow, it's really neat, by the way. I've never stayed in a bed and breakfast, and anybody that is thinking about doing it should try it out. And in a little bit, we can give out the phone number, the email address, that sort of thing. Okay, so in all of the time, 17 years of doing this, have you ever had anybody come in with a toothache or broken tooth or any dental stories?
We did have a guest that stayed with us not too long ago, actually. He worked for the a transport company that transports the motorhomes out of town, and had left home with some throbbing in his mouth, and talked to his dentist, and his dentist thought it would correct itself for a little bit, and he didn't really need to do anything right then and there. But by the time he got here to Napanee, he knew he wasn't going to sleep that night, so we sent him down to our local dentist in town and got it corrected. But it did happen. So
do you know what it was?
I can't remember if it was a crack in the tooth. I know he didn't have to have like a root canal or anything like that. I think he had a crack, and it was something that wasn't detected by his other dentist. So it was taken care of, and he was fine. the next day. But yeah, it's kind of frightening when you're in a town that you don't know and don't know if your insurance will be accepted or anything. And everything turned out just fine for him.
There's nothing like a toothache to bring even a big, tall, strapping trucker to his knees, huh?
Exactly. Bring him to tears.
You said he was transporting motorhomes out of town. Don't they just drive them?
No. Usually, if it's a fifth wheel or a travel trailer, it has to be hauled out of town with a truck. So he owns the truck and then contracts with, as many people do, and contracts with the transport company to transport these units either to a dealer or possibly a customer.
That's neat. Now tell me about this place, because it looks to us like we're living in your home, but yet you have a whole separate part of the house, right?
We do. We live in the back of the house and in the basement of the house. We call it the garden apartment without the garden.
Is that what I was hearing in the basement last night?
I think so. So we have a historic home. It was built in 1902, and we love having guests, and this is our 17th year, so we're still smiling as people walk in the front door, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, so okay, so tell me, what's the phone number?
We have a toll-free number, which is 800-311-2996, and a local number, which is 574-773-2034, and we're in Napanee.
And Napanee is N-A-P-A-N-N-E-E?
N-A-P-P-A-N-E-E.
You just said pee-pee.
Yes, I did.
Anyway, and what about a website?
Homespunin.com.
You want to spell that, or we can probably figure that one out, right?
Yeah, homespun and then I-N-N for in. It's all one word.
Okay, so what about interesting guests that you have? Do you have any just people that come to mind that over the years, any repeat guests, things like that? You probably get people from other countries.
It's amazing with the internet how many people can see you worldwide, and many times we'll get guests that will email, and I often think, well, why don't you just call me? But then I find out that they're either in Germany or South Africa or England or China or Japan, and so of course they're not going to make a phone call. So it's amazing how the internet has changed our business. We've been here 17 years, and when we opened 17 years ago, there was no internet for travel. The internet was started, but all these sites that now have made the small business owner grow their business worldwide has come about. And so that really helped us in the travel industry really grow our business and get the word out of where we are and who we are. So there's a lot of wonderful travel sites that help the average traveler find what they're looking for. We have a lot of business travelers that stay with us throughout the year, which is a great source of income for us when tourism is down for the season. We're not a 24 or a 12-month destination, but people still come here year-round just for a getaway. There's a lot of wonderful countryside businesses because we are an Amish country here in this part of the state. So it's a real credit to the community that we get people coming in for business, and we have them coming in for leisure as well.
Dentally speaking, is it?
All right, so we're still talking to Diane and Dennis, actually mostly Diane because Dennis is kind of shy. Actually, we were talking to Dennis earlier, just not on the radio, and I noticed that when we were in the room, in the bathroom, everything is like you would find at a hotel. There was shampoo, which we forgot, by the way. There was cream rinse, there's soap, but there wasn't any toothpaste or toothbrushes. What's up with that?
If you forget that, just let me know, because we have a little container that we'll give you if you forget. So we have a letter in our room that kind of tells you everything about the inn. And so if you forgot something, let us know, because we don't send you to the drugstore. We will hand that to you. So.
Okay. So the difference between staying at a bed and breakfast and a regular hotel, besides being homey and the friendly atmosphere, which you get to talk to the innkeepers and get to know people, what would you say is the advantage to a bed and breakfast over a hotel?
Well, hotels, you know, are the mainstay for people staying in so many different locations. But I think for us, we can offer you a firsthand information about the community. You're not dealing with any employees here. You're dealing with the owners. So it's our goal to have you be well informed of the reason that you're here for the community. If there's something in particular you're looking for, we better know it firsthand for you, because this is our community. We are the business, so we are the face for you when you call us or come in. and we want to make sure that your stay is everything that you're anticipating. So when a guest calls us, we always like to know why you're coming, because if there's some information you want, by the time you arrive here, we want to have that information for you. So I think it's always a nice perk when you can deal with the owners of the business, whether it's a restaurant or a shop or a bed and breakfast.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. How do people, is there some kind of a network of bed and breakfasts? If somebody wants to stay exclusively in bed and breakfasts when they travel, where do they go?
Every state has an association of bed and breakfasts. It's a membership, but what goes along with that is that you're part of this association, so you are an inspected bed and breakfast. So someone comes in, there are guidelines, there are mandates that you need to follow. So that's always a good resource. If you're traveling a certain state, is to check online for a state association. AAA is another good resource for a lot of people because they're now coming in and inspecting inns as well. There are a couple of wonderful bed and breakfast sites that you can get onto too, BB Online as well as bedandbreakfast.com. So those are two major sites, but I think for a traveler to get on a state association website is your best bet, because those inns are part of a group and they're part of an inspection team that comes in and takes a look at your inn and makes sure that it's safe, that it's clean, and that it meets certain guidelines.
Okay. And do you guys have anything against lunch? Why not bed and lunch?
Actually, it's not such a funny question, because you have a board of health for every state as well as every county. And our particular county will not allow us to do anything but breakfast.
You're kidding.
Nope.
What about dinner?
No.
What about a snack?
Well, packaged snacks. But
it can't be a cooked snack.
Nope. So if you do that, you're in violation.
You just said doo-doo, by the way.
If I do that, I'm in violation of the Board of Health, and you can be fined very heavily. You'd have to be commercialized to offer anything but breakfast. So for us, breakfast is great because we can devote our time to that.
And then after breakfast, is your job pretty much done then from saying?
Your job is never done. So you have, it's not a set schedule, but, you know, after the guests leave, then we have our routine of cleaning and preparing for the next day, so taking reservations. So, yeah, the schedule varies from day to day, depending on how busy you are and what's coming in and who's going out, so.
And this is something you guys chose to do after your kids grew, and this is almost a semi-retirement kind of a thing?
I think it could be. That would probably be our goal. It wasn't when we started, but now that we're approaching retirement, it sounds like, gee, we could, you know, if we didn't want to be open year-round, we could be open during peak season, but we're not at that point yet, so I don't know if we ever will, because we really do like it. So.
We have a motorhome, and then we've talked at times about maybe it'd be neat to own a campground, so that they always have a pool and putt-putt golf and all those fun things, but then it probably becomes work, huh?
Well, I guess it could.
Wait a minute, Dennis is willing to talk now. Let me just hear. Say that again?
Yes, it is work.
Okay. See, he's shy until the topic turns to something he's interested in. Anyway, hey, you guys have been great. Thank you so much for being on the show, talking to me, and having such a wonderful inn. We really appreciate it. It's great. Let's give that phone number again and how they can reach you again.
Great. We're in Napanee, Indiana, and the toll-free number is 800-311-2996, and we have 5 guest rooms here.
Okay, and when we go off the air, I'll let you know how you can access the podcast of the show, okay?
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I am in Santa Anita, California, in case you're just joining us. I am on the phone from Santa Anita, California, because I'm out here having meetings and discussions and basically talking to my dental lab, Prudential Dental Lab, in Santa Ana about the treatment that I'll be doing on Ted the Golden Voice Williams. And so I couldn't make it back to Columbus in time to do this live in the studio, so I'm live on the phone. All right, let me go ahead and give out the podcast information like we promised the folks at the Bed and Breakfast. You can access podcasts of this show by going to columbustoday.com. You can access them by going to iTunes, and for iTunes, you search under Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko, and you can go to dentallyspeaking.com, and that's probably one of the better ones, because it also has, oftentimes it has pictures and bios of the guests that I have on the show. So that's www.dentallyspeaking.com. Now, it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And let me remind folks, this show is brought to you by Luby Hearing Services, and I'm much appreciative of their efforts to help support my show. And if the question of the day. I wanted to make this an easy one. And basically, you were just given the answer if you were listening. And the question is, true or false? When staying at a bed and breakfast, if you forgot your toothbrush, the innkeepers will give you the directions to the drugstore so that you can buy one. Call 459-9769, 459-WSNY. The winner will receive a free seasonal mixed bouquet of flowers from Bystember Flowers delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. All right, so I'll just give you the question one more time. True or false, when staying at a bed and breakfast, if you forgot your toothbrush, the innkeepers will give you directions to the drugstore so that you may buy a new one. And the answer being true or false, call 459-9769. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back after the break.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Luby Hearing Services, you'll hear what you've been missing.
We women are responsible for our family's health. Just like eyes and teeth, ears need to be checked and hearing problems need to be solved. If communicating with a spouse, parent, or grandparent causes frustration and stress, or if you have to constantly repeat yourself or put up with a TV that's too loud, then it's time to get lubicated. This is Mary Lou Luby, Doctor of Audiology and President. For 65 years, Luby Hearing has been the recognized leader in better hearing technology. Because every conversation matters, make an appointment today. Visit our website at www.hearohio.com. That's hearohio.com.
Luby Hearing Services, you'll hear what you've been missing.
Pick up a pen, call 431-1010. That's 431-1010.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I am live from Santa Ana, California, so I'm on the phone, and on the phone with me is a caller with a guest to our question of the day. Caller, what's your name?
Linda.
Hi, Linda. Thank you for calling Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I really appreciate you listening. And what's your guess?
False.
False is correct. The innkeepers will get you a toothbrush, correct?
Right. Nice,
yep.
Soft.
That's what they said.
Soft toothbrush.
So, hey, Linda, would you please hang on? My producer is going to grab the phone and get your information so that we can make sure that you get the free flowers from Bystember, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Linda. All right, so while he's doing that, the next thing we're going to do is we're going to listen to another interview that I did, and this time I was also traveling. It's a Teeth Across America series interview, and this time I was at 38,000 feet, actually on a flight, and and we will get to that in a minute. But let me just mention that look for some kind of announcement in Columbus on Tuesday and something bigger on Wednesday when it comes to Ted the Golden Voice Williams. And although there have been a couple less than flattering articles about Ted and his people that surround him, he is fine, he is in good hands, and he is going to show up with a new temporary smile that I think is going to make him look all so much better. Well, I don't think, I know. So anyway, all right. We are going to listen to this interview that I did with a gentleman whose name is Ernie, and we were at 38,000 feet, so let's go ahead and listen in.
So I'm doing my Teeth Across America series, and I ran into a gentleman named Ernie Hartley. Ernie is from Sacramento, California. He's a PhD in plant ecology. Plant ecology. And as it turns out, used to live in Ohio, right?
That's correct, in Ravenna, Ohio.
Which isn't too far from Twinsburg, Ohio, which is where I grew up. And then, even though you live in Sacramento, you said you come through Columbus about four times a year, heading to what college is it?
It's called Alani Friends School in Barnesville, Ohio. It's a boarding high school.
Oh, okay. It's like a college prep school.
Yes, it is. Yeah, 100% of our graduates go to college.
Oh, that's neat. That's neat. And we got to talking about teeth because you asked me what I did for a living. And as we were talking, you told me a story about when you were in, what was it, in the sixth grade, did you say?
Okay. Yes. I was a sixth grader in Ravenna, Ohio. And I was a slow bloomer. And there was a bigger member of my class that was always picking on me. And one day I went to the dentist in the morning and came back to school with a very numb lip. And I went up to this fellow that had been picking on me and told him that he could pinch my lower lip just as hard as he wanted to and it wouldn't hurt. And he did exactly that. And he had a new opinion of me after that, and we kind of became friends.
So you didn't tell him that you were numb, you just wanted him to show him how tough you were?
No, I didn't do that.
So I thought you were going to ask him to like punch you in the lip or something.
No, I just had him pinch my lip.
Okay. Did he ask you why it didn't hurt?
I don't suppose he cared.
No? Okay. And then the other thing you were asking me earlier about your lower front teeth, what was that?
Oh, well, my lower front teeth crowns are, wearing away. I'm 71 years old, and I was asking you if those indentations in the crown were things to worry about.
And when you say crown, you mean you had natural teeth. You don't have a cap or anything on these teeth?
No. No.
Okay, and the answer is that's kind of a natural process. The teeth will wear down over time. And what happens is you wear off the enamel and you start to see the dentin in there. So it's almost like it's like a cross section of the tooth. And in some folks, they do get decay in the dentin area that kind of turns brown and needs to be corrected. But a lot of people don't. And it just seems like those teeth are more resistant to decay than other parts of our mouth.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate the explanation. And I guess I won't worry about it.
Well, I figure there might be some of my listeners who have the same question, and so it's very helpful. And you asked also if we're talking about, if we're dealing with people that are afraid to go to the dentist, and the answer is yes. More often than not, we are working to help people not be afraid of the dentist anymore. So thank you so much for the interview. I really appreciate it, and have a good trip.
I was very glad to talk to you.
Thanks.
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking?
With
well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkvitko.com.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is brought to you by Luby Hearing Services. I am live from Santa Ana, California, by phone, because I'm out here working on the temporary smile for Ted the Golden Voice Williams, and that's why I am on the phone, and that's why we're doing a Teeth Across America series show today, and I hope to give Ted Williams a smile that will light up the whole town as well. Now, when I was listening to the interview with Ernie, I could have sworn he was going to say, and I told the kid to punch me. I never would have thought he would have said pinch me, but anyway, it was kind of a cute story and an interesting one, and the fact that you can run into somebody from Columbus or with such Ohio ties is kind of interesting. You just never know who you're going to be, you know, sitting next to. Now, I want to mention briefly, we've already mentioned it on the show before, but I want to keep people up to date, and that is on June 17th, we will be doing an event at my office, charity event called Dentistry from the Heart. And on that day, we are going to have probably as many as 15 dental chairs operating at once to provide free dental care to anyone who wants it. People will be able to choose between extractions, fillings, or cleaning. And we will be the first event, first Dentistry from the Heart event to include children, because we have a promise from the Ohio State University mobile dental coach to come and park in our parking lot and treat children. And they have three dental chairs in their motorhome. So that's going to be really great. We're really looking forward to it. Ted Williams has graciously offered to come and MC. He loves the fact that we're giving back to the community. Actually offered, we didn't even have to ask him. So that is a very wonderful thing. And I hope that we can pull it off. I want to see as many people as possible, try to do as much good as possible in one day. I anticipate it being somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Don't have the exact time set. We are still soliciting volunteers. If you would like to help, if you are a dentist or a dental assistant or a dental hygienist and you would like to help, please call my office at 262-9588. Or if you're a non-dental professional and still want to help, call the same number again, 262-9588. And, of course, we are also going to be in need of some corporate sponsors to help provide things like food for the volunteers, and we're going to need security and numbered wristbands and all of that. So call the office, please, and if you're interested in helping, please do so. All right, well, as you can tell from the music in the background, my time is just about up, and I do appreciate you tuning in. Please tune in next Sunday morning at 8, and every Sunday morning at 8 for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, brought to you by Luby Hearing Services. Watch for Ted Williams coming up soon so that you can see the what I think is a beautiful smile, a temporary smile that we've been able to provide for him. So, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. go out and have a great day. Go Bucks. Hope the Bucks win at 2 p.m. And all the Buckeyes that are in the Super Bowl, I wish them all well as well.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.